This is Honey again. Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. So, okay. So first, the reason for my call first initially was that our back office team informed me that, let's see, where's the note? Okay, there you go. Okay, let me just check very quick. Okay, there you go. Okay, so our team actually requested that we contact you in regards to your information here. So the tagline should be only one sentence.
Okay.
Yes, and if you are okay, we could use the phrase that is under your business description instead.
Meaning made simple, okay. Yeah, I just thought maybe in some of those posts that it could just kind of portray some of those ideas, because I know you're making more than one post. And so that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Okay, sure. So I'll go ahead and inform our team that you're okay that we go ahead and select phrases from your business information. So there will be would you like to go ahead and review it? Maybe you'd like to select one, or would you let our team select the best, or they can go ahead and select which one fits?
Which one of the tag things fits best?
Mm-hmm, yes, the tagline.
So you're saying, because I did send a bunch of different ones, and I know y'all were posting three times a week. So those were just some thoughts to help y'all with that, but I don't need to see them.
The posting are actually contents that we will be creating for you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the tagline is different. It's actually on your business description.
Okay.
Yeah. So tagline
simple is good. Yeah.
Simple. Okay. I will go ahead and inform my team. Okay. And then also second is that you mentioned that you wanted to go ahead and discuss about running some ads campaign.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So we actually have different ads campaign that we can help you with. So, for example, number one, if you wanted to go ahead and target Google and you wanted to run Google ads, so we have two types of ads. One is the pay-per-lead campaign. So this one is that we call this one Google Verified campaign. It used to be Google Guarantee, but now it's called Google Verified. So what this does is that you pay per lead that comes in. So, depending on how many leads that you get each month, that is the amount as well that you will be paying. But you do have a cap, for example, you don't want to overspend. You're getting a lot of leads, but you wanted the cap to be like 500. So, we'll put in a cap on there, and then we will only be sending you leads up to your budget, which is $500. So, that's what we call pay-per-lead campaign. You pay per lead that comes in. Second is the Google Ads. This one is second to Google Verified. This one is a pay-per-click campaign. So each time actually clicks on their ad, on your ad, they will be driven to your website, and that's the time you get charged for it. Now, with the budget on that one, depending on how much you're really willing to spend, the lowest that you can try that one is $300, and then we will stretch it for the whole month to make sure that your ads is running for the whole month. Now, next we also have
ads as well.
Yes, definitely. We do Facebook ads as well. So this one, we are going to be targeting Facebook. So people who are like searching somehow, like search for the service that you provide, or in any way, they actually search like the service or and checked out campaigns that are doing the same service that you do, so your business will actually pop up there. This one, you can try for as low as $150, but the same thing, we will go ahead and stretch that one out to make sure it runs for the whole month. And then we do have Yelp ads as well. Now, Yelp ads is the same as Google Verified, only it targets their primarily in Yelp. So when customers are like searching in Yelp, then they will go, if you have Yelp ads, Yelp will go ahead and suggest you first. So the two premier campaigns that if you really like to try would be the Google ads, Google Verified campaign and then the Yelp ads. Second to that will be Google ads, which is a lower budget, and then Facebook ads.
Okay. So I'm thinking the Facebook ads, but does it target certain people that are looking for weddings?
Yeah. So what we will do is that we are going to be refining the search. So, for example, you wanted to target specific areas only. So we will refine that one and make sure that you target these areas. If you have keywords that you wanted to use, like specific on, let's say you wanted to do, let's just say, you offer events, right? And you wanted to specify to wedding only. So we can go ahead and do a search or a target marketing for weddings only.
Okay. All right. And it runs for like a month and it's $150.
Yes, but again, that would depend on your click, okay? The more budget that you actually have, the longer your click actually runs. So this is the same as, it's almost the same as Google Ads. So let's, for example, we have a $100 budget. We stretch it out for the whole month. Now, you can get 1 to 2 clicks a day, all right? But after that one, the ad stops for the day and then resumes again the following day. So if you have a higher budget, of course, the longer the time your ads campaign will actually run. But the 150, that's what we try to go ahead and make sure that it will try to run for the rest of the month. But if you are like really getting more clicks, of course, we really wanted to go ahead and get more clicks, right? But if you are like getting more clicks, many clicks as early as like first 3 weeks, then it will really try to spend your budget.
Okay. And will you be able to tell if those are turning into customers?
Yes, we do have what we call call to action. So what it does is that it will allow you to select what type of contact you would like your customers to reach you. Like, for example, you want calls. So we will set it calls. So we are interested. They click your ad, they are interested to learn more, they are going to be calling your number. So you know if leads are actually coming in.
Okay.
We also have what we call form fill. So with form fill, this allows them to go ahead and fill out the form, put in their information, and then you once they submit it, you will receive it via text and email. So you would know that you have a form submission and then you can contact your customer back. Now, third option would be the Facebook Messenger. Now, it's the same thing. When they go ahead and are interested, they can go ahead and click contact you, and then an automatic message will actually be sent out to them asking them, like, what do they need, what type of service do you really want, do you have, like, specifications, something like that. And then you can respond back to them by logging into the business page and then responding to Messenger. But please know, with Messenger, you really have to be responsive. Facebook is very strict with that. Like, they really need to make you respond to them within 24 hours.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
So one of them is they're calling, and one they are messaging on Messenger.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then the form fill as well. That's the third option.
And the third one is filling out a form, and that form would come through my email?
Yes, text and email.
Okay. All right. And how much is one click?
That would actually depend. 'Cause depending on the location, sorry, depending on the location and the area, something like that. So it's the same as Google Ads. Google Ads doesn't have like definite cost per click. Because there's like, it also undergoes like, how do you call that one? Bidding. So every day it could be, for example, this keyword cost like this. Let's say it costs $3. By tomorrow, sometimes the cost per click would be $2. But with Facebook Ads, it's a little bit lower. That's why even with 150 budget, you can go ahead and try it. So it's different with Google Ads because it's more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes cost per click would be $4 to $5. But we've noticed campaigns that were running like for years already, the cost per click sometimes is $1 to less than a dollar. Because that's
okay.
Like a factor as well, like how long have you been running the ads. So you get lesser pricing for the cost per click. So that means the budget can be like stretched out more and you get more clicks on that.
Uh-huh. All right. Well,
you might want to try.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, I think I want to try the Facebook ads for
the
150.
Facebook ads. Okay. Let's go ahead and set that up. So, okay. So you want to start with 150. Now, let me see. Your billing date is let me go ahead and review first with you the keywords, okay? So the current keywords that we have here, so you do wedding services, beach wedding planner. Oh, this is nice. Beach wedding, planning service, beach wedding photography. Okay, so everything about wedding, photography and coordination.
Yeah,
okay.
And I also do vow renewals, also do proposals, but mainly, wedding
renewals
is my main thing is my weddings.
Okay. And do you have specific areas that you wanted your ads to run?
Like Brownsville, Harlingen, McAllen, that area, the valley, and maybe also San Antonio, Houston, and
Mm-hmm. I will be getting those locations, Valerie, okay? Let me go ahead and put here. So that first was Brownsville, right?
Yes.
Okay, Brownsville. Okay, and then what's next?
Harlingen.
Okay.
Like how many miles, like there's little towns that are all in there. So there's another town called like McAllen and it's, got a lot of surrounding areas. All of that is called the valley, all of that. So I don't know.
Let's go ahead and do specific towns if possible. So
how
in that way, well, we can do as many, but remember, our budget will be spent out really spent out right away if we have like a very large scale of location. Would you want to try it first with like areas that you think gives you more, let's say more profit? Like these areas are really going down for more of, wedding services. Then we can go ahead and target them.
Okay. Well, let's do San Antonio and Houston. Those are big.
Okay.
And they probably, because they're traveling, would spend more money. And I do have one of my packages when you're doing your Google ads that I would like pushed more than the others. Is that possible? Because I make more money on that particular package than I do the other packages.
Could you kindly, I am confused on that. Which package do you mean?
The all-inclusive sailboat package on my website. I make the most money on that one. And so I would like to maybe target that one.
It is actually, when we are going to be targeting a website, like if you wanted to go ahead and give more traffic to the website, the one that would suit best there would be the Google Ads campaign. Because Google Ads is the one that drives traffic to the website.
Oh, okay.
Yes. If you want traffic to the website, Google Ads must be the ads that we will run.
But don't you already do the Google Ads already?
Oh, no, we don't. With your current subscription with us, we are doing the SEO for you. So this is the one that we manage for your local map.
Okay. And how much, if that one is the $500, it's more, right?
Like the $500 budget. Yes, that should actually work. The minimum you could try is $300, but of course, like we mentioned earlier, the higher the budget that you put in, the better the ads will perform because it will have more time to be available and be seen by customers.
And I would be able to see at the end of the month, like the Google ad brought in this many customers and the Facebook ad brought in this much.
Yes.
Right?
So, now, for us to be able to tell you, like, for you to be able to know, like, which one is actually, like, driving you leads, which one is from the Facebook. So, with Facebook, if we do form, fill, and call, it will be recorded how many calls you got. It will be recorded on how many form fills. So, that's one for the Facebook. Now, with Google Ads, since we don't manage the website, the only thing that we can go ahead and show you is the number of clicks. So we will go ahead and review it to you together. We can see, like, for this day, you've actually gathered this number of clicks, and then the following day, this. So it Google will actually give us a report on the kind of or how many clicks that you have actually generated for the campaign. But we don't have any way of getting information of those clicks. Because we have clients, like, asking us, like, can you go ahead and give me the information of what the person that clicked this one? Unfortunately, Google does not provide that information. So we are limited on that area.
But
they can send
going to come to me or my friends, like, they're just curious and going to click on it. This is actually going to people who are actually looking for a wedding. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, that is correct. But please know, for example, your friend searched for wedding services in your area. Then they saw your ad in Google, and then they click it. That gets charged.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So to prevent that one, please don't have them click on your ad because you are actually spending there. The good thing about Google is that, for example, they see that, for example, on that specific IP address, it gets clicking your ad, all right? So they do have a protection on that one. They make sure that your clicks are not being spent to invalid leads, which means they will go ahead and check if they see that they have been, like, clicking your ad and it's spending your money, they're not going to charge you for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's one of the good things about Google is that they actually do that. Let me see. Do you qualify for Google Verified campaign? Because Google Verified is the most premier campaign. Like, if you really wanted to be, it's a premier one. If you wanted to go ahead and get leads, like qualified leads, because what happens is Google is very strict, right? For example, if you qualify, you will undergo background check. When customers search for the service that you provide, you will be put in the very top. Like, some customers don't actually go down. Go to the bottom page, right? They want whoever they actually see first, they will go ahead and check it out. So that's what the ads campaign compared to the local listing only or the SEO, because ads actually gives you more visibility. So let me see if you qualify. Let me check. Because if not, because not all services can actually run Google Verified campaign. So if they can't run Google Verified, we let them. Oh, okay, yeah. Unfortunately, wedding services is not part of it's. Google Verified does not run that one. But yeah, we can go ahead and do the Google Ads instead, since, well, that would be the good fit, since you mentioned you wanted to drive more traffic on your website.
Okay. All right. Okay. So
yes.
I want to do that.
Okay. So which one would you like to do? Are we going to do Facebook ads and Google ads?
Yes.
Okay. So for Google, for Facebook, how much budget would you like to put in?
$150.
Okay. So $150 for Facebook ads. And how about the Google ads?
Let's do, well, I kind of wanted to see if it would, like, one is $150 and then double it and do the $300 and just see how did they do. And I just want to know at the end of the month, I will need help reading that. How did we do? And then maybe call me, you know, when it's 3 days before it ends so I can see if I want to do it again. Can I do that?
Yes, yes, we can. But here's what I would suggest, Valerie, because when we actually start an ads campaign, all the ads campaign undergo a learning phase, which means within the next 2 weeks, we will let it run. It will learn the different strategies and metrics on the ad, depending, for example, that we're doing the Google ads, right? So it will actually learn the different strategies there. Then whatever we see there, that's the time we actually apply our strategy as well. So this is what we call then optimization. So we optimize it, we set it with the right things that needs to be set, we strategize, then we let it run for 2 weeks. Now for 2 weeks, that's the time that the ads campaign will try to go ahead and generate leads after it has been optimized. I would normally suggest, because I don't see, to be honest, I wouldn't recommend just running it a month and then canceling it after, like something, or expecting good results. I would suggest let it run for the month and then the following month. And then after 2 months, that's the time we go ahead and see the review. Because from there, you would be able to see which keywords, which areas, for example, which areas you are generating more clicks, which areas are getting you clicks and getting you numbers and customers. So, yes, if you're going to ask me, let it run for 2 months, and then you should be able to see the results.
For how many months?
2 months.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yes, but that really allows your ads campaign to go ahead and learn and perform.
So it would be almost $1,000.
Yeah, something like that. If you're going to start with $150 and then let's say if you do $500, let's say $500 for Google as in $150 for Facebook.
Yeah, so it'd be $900.
Around that.
But that's what it takes to really get it generating.
Yes. Because there's no way that for running it for a month would actually, you will be getting leads at first that would be slow, but as it actually runs and proceeds with the following month, that's the time you will be seeing more results. So we've had clients like that, they wanted to try it for a month, and I told them, I would not recommend, yes, you can do that, but I would not recommend it for the reason that, of course, you let it run for 2 months and that's the time you would see the results.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll do 2 months. $900. I'm just really nervous about that. But you can do really target that all-inclusive sailboat package on that?
Yeah. So what we will do is that we will put on your Google Ads, we can actually go ahead and put in, like, phrases. For example, let's say, let me check your website. What was the one that you are running that you said the package? All-inclusive sailboat package. Okay, let's see. So what this happens is that we can make this one as your landing page. So when they click on your ad, they are being taken to that package.
That is my most expensive package. So
Do you think that will hurt me? Because it's like 7,900 and some of my others are 2,300. Do you think that will hurt me?
Well,
or maybe we should land on the 2,300 because that's my sells the most.
So that's what's selling the most. We can go ahead and do that. How about this? We go ahead and let it run like that, and then let's see about the results.
Okay.
So let's see how it would work.
So you're going to do it on which one?
Let's do the 200 one.
Oh, not the 200, the 2315.
The 2350, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see. Okay, we just need to go ahead and would you be able to send me the link that takes directly to that package? For some reason, it's not allowing me to open. I think because of my location, because I'm actually from the Philippines. So,
yeah,
it's blocking me. It's not allowing me to see the page.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just need you to text me the link that takes to that specific package so that I can include it in my
address.
Well, let's see. Are you opening your website using your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay.
I can. I'm on my desktop today, but yeah.
You are? Okay. So when you actually go to the package, since you are on your website, when you go to the package, and then I need you to go ahead and copy the link on the top, what we call the address bar, like where it says like HTTPS, something like that, or www. So that is actually the link that will take us directly to the package. Did you have the packages or like it has its own page for each package that you provide?
Yeah, but I don't know how that is done, but yes, I do.
Okay. Here, can you go ahead and give me again the price of the package that you wanted to be the landing page?
$2,315.
Okay, $2,315. Okay. Would you be able to send me a screenshot of that?
Yes.
Okay, that's perfect.
All right.
It's going to take a minute because it's going to be several phases.
I'm going to ask my website designer if I can lift that block. Do I send it to this 1-800-1-877-635 number?
Yes, 6225, yes, that one.
Why did it not? Where did it put it? I just saved it. But it did this new, like, update or something, and now I don't know where it's saving pictures. So it used to be that you just saved it, and it would be the last picture, and that was that.
It was
easy. Now it's not. I don't know how to find what I just saved. I'm going to have to go back and do it again, but I don't know if that's going to work. Let's see if I see it in the notes. No, I can't do that. I don't know why. I don't know why it's not saving it. So you need the landing. Like the, what did you call it? The landing
The landing page. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that is the link from where, like, when customers go and click your ad, they are being taken directly to that link. So that link should be the should go ahead and show the package for the $23.15.
Say that one more time.
Yes. So it will be the link that when customers actually click on that link, it will take them to the website that has the package of the $23.15.
Okay. Well, I just sent him an email asking if it could be lifted for you to be able to see it in the Philippines.
Okay.
And then I asked if he could send me that. And so
okay.
We'll see.
That would work.
Yeah.
No problem. I will keep on monitoring your account to make sure that everything is fully set up. Just in case I don't get it, I will keep on calling you in the coming days to make sure that I get information while our team is creating the Google Ads account. So normally it would take us 3 to 4 days to create, sometimes 5 days, depending on how many people are actually like asking for a Google Ads campaign. But this month is actually like very high. It's because, you know, winter season is done. So people are really like trying to do ads campaign, now. So yes, usually 3 to 5 days. Once that is done, we will go ahead and send you a text to let you know that Google Ads campaign is already running. But I will be, constantly, contacting you so that I can go ahead and make sure all the pending items, is taken care of. So I just wanted to confirm both Google Ads and Facebook Ads, you wanted to target San Antonio and Houston, Texas only.
No, and Brownsville and Harlingen and McAllen.
Okay. McAllen. Could you kindly spell that out for me, please, the McAllen?
McAllen.
Yeah, gotcha. So we have 5 locations, Brownsville, Harlingen, McAllen, San Antonio, and Houston.
Yeah, okay. And I also would like to do Victoria.
Victoria, okay.
And I would like to do maybe Austin.
Austin, okay. Let me add that for you. And then for the set of keywords that we have here, you are good with everything here, right? The one I've mentioned, wedding services, beach wedding planner, beach wedding planning service, beach wedding photography, beach wedding rentals, beach wedding services, beach wedding officiant, arcway rentals, wedding photography.
What was that rental? What was that? What is that? What is
arcway?
That? Oh, Archway.
Sorry. And then wedding coordination, wedding vendors, wedding equipment, elopement wedding. Oh, wow. Elopement wedding services, intimate wedding services, sunset wedding services, and vow renewal service.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're all set. So, again, just to confirm, we will be starting $150 for your Google Ads budget. Facebook Ads budget.
Okay. Yeah.
And then how much for the Google Ads?
$300.
Okay. So, let me just go ahead and arrange billing here. So, I will be billing you a total of $450 this month. Okay. Now, your billing date is every the 9th of the month, which means that you will be billed again. Your monthly before was $129, so it will bill you at $129 plus the additional $450 on April 9th.
Will it be two different charges, $129 and a $450, or all together?
altogether. But that will be on April. So today I will only bill you $450 because you already paid for the month of March for the $129. But on April 29, you will be billed the $450 and the $129, and they will be billed altogether.
So so on 329, it'll just be $129, the normal. Or did you say 50? What did you say about March 29th?
Oh, no, March 29th. It will be April. So I will bill you today $150 plus $300. That's going to be $450. And then because your billing date is every the 9th of the month, so on April 9, you will be billed $129 plus the $450 on your ads. That's a total of $579 on April 9.
Oh, April 9th, not 29th.
Yeah.
Okay. And then today is the 16th. Today will be $450 and on 4/9 will be $579.
Yes. And then after April, the next billing would be May 9 for $579 every the 9th of the month.
But I don't want to be done more than two. I just want to end it at two. I want to talk to somebody. I want to see how this is working. I do not want to do a third month at that.
Wait.
So 316 is 450, and then 429 is the other 450. So I don't want to be charged on 5/9. I want to talk
May
to somebody.
Nine.
May
9th. Okay. No problem.
I don't
May
want
nine.
To be charged May 9th. No.
Okay. For the ads.
I want to talk to somebody before doing it anymore.
Okay. I will go ahead and contact you on May 1st.
Okay.
May 1. Let me just note it here. Call back on May 1. So this is to make sure that we don't bill you for the ads before you decide.
All right.
So April and then May. Let me just see. What date is May 1? That is going to be Friday.
Okay.
Oh, we actually have plenty of time. Sorry. Can we do May 6 instead?
Okay.
May 6. All right. So I will call you back on May 6. So let me just go ahead and arrange your billing right now, okay? I will be adding your subscription so that we can go ahead and start working on the ads. So first, let me do Facebook. Facebook ads is going to be $150. All right. So let me create an invoice. Yeah, $150. And then Google Ads for $300. March 16. Okay, 300 and 150. So I will bill your card now, Valerie, for $450, okay?
Okay.
All right.
But you said it won't, it takes you like 4 days to even get it created.
That's the time frame for the creation.
And so I'm paying for days while it's being created and not ran?
Oh, no. It will not run until the account is created or the ads is created. So you're not going to be spending your budget yet. It will start spending the moment that the ads start to run.
Okay.
Gosh. Okay, I have successfully charged $450. So we have our target areas. We do have our keywords. Oh, one last thing before I let go. Our campaign, we have what we call negative keywords. So negative keywords are services or words that are related to your service, but you don't actually provide it. Is there anything that you have, like, you don't, because the purpose here is that once people search for that one because it's related to wedding service, of course, if it's not something that you actually provide, we want to make sure that you don't get clicked or charged for it. Do you have anything?
No.
No? Okay. All right. So I think that's it. I'll go ahead and send in all the information that I've gathered to our Facebook and Google Ads team. And then once it starts, we will go ahead and let you know. Again, as I mentioned, I will keep on monitoring the account to make sure that all the items that we need is here. So from you, I need the link that takes us to the landing page for the $2,315 package. And then next is we will talk on May 6th to go ahead and review your ads progress.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. Do you have, like, any question for me, Valerie?
No, that's it.
All righty. Thank you so much. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me free anytime. You can text or call anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.